I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The future of missions bookends our broadcast today. We'll begin with Russia, where discrimination poses a challenge to church growth. And later, part two of this week's mini-series examines the role of wealth creation in global missions. We'll get started today in Europe, where a religious freedom watchdog is calling Russia out on its aggressive tactics toward the church. Open Doors USA focused on recent changes in Russia aimed at curbing radicalism that have adversely affected Christians. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock calls it regression.
That comes with new laws and new regulations that make registration of the churches a little more difficult for those Protestant churches.
With more than 81% of Russia's residents considering themselves Christian, this uptick against Christians seems counterintuitive.
It needs to be in the context of understanding the overall religious view of the predominant number of people in Russia who see themselves as Orthodox, and Protestant Christianity is viewed as that which is counter to the advancement of the Orthodox Church.
Mock says partnering churches had hoped that their window of freedom would last longer. As it stands, they're likely facing a lot of new challenges. It hasn't taken them by surprise, but there is one thing that the church leaders are asking us to do.
What we ask your listeners to pray for is that independent local churches will worry more about faithful proclamation of the gospel than any hindrances the world will throw up against them. We often think of roadblocks, and they think of bridges.
Next, the United States government remains in partial shutdown. The reason? A stalemate over funding for a wall at the southern border. But what's our place as Christians when it comes to those who are seeking asylum? Dana Anderson with Bethany Christian Service says our response should be love.
I think the Bible is so clear on this issue. I mean, as Christians, we're called to love. We're called to step into working with anybody who is marginalized, anybody who is vulnerable, anybody who needs assistance.
Anderson's asking us to consider that people at the border are fleeing horrific situations. These can include physical assault, death threats, and much more. And these things are happening on a regular basis.
Everybody is programmed to want to live, right? Nobody is going to stay in an unsafe situation. If I came home today and somebody said, if I see you tomorrow, I will kill your child, I would leave. I think we all would. And so that is what is happening. That's the reality of what is happening. These people are refugees and they need help.
So let's ask God how we can help the vulnerable and ask him to make known his love and the truth of the gospel tangible among people at the southern border. And finally, we've been talking about the future of missions. Yesterday, we told you about the role that technology could play in missions. Today, we connected with Joseph Vijayam, CEO of Olive Technologies, and a guest speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Though the church is always focused on the distribution of wealth, he says its creation is important too.
The creation of wealth is what actually then enables us to send more people to the field. It also enables us to serve those who are in need. And so the church needs to also embrace that as a calling.
And that's what makes Christian business leaders so important.
An entrepreneur, somebody who founds a business, is one who is not only creating wealth for himself, but also for others, those who work with him or her, And they're doing it over multiple generations.
A focus on the gospel can help for-profit business meet for others' missions.
I think that it's very important that the church needs to encourage people who have been given that calling, as long as they can be really clear about why they're creating this wealth, that this wealth comes from God and we give it all back to God and his work.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. Thank you.